Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate here filling in on the intro for the boss, the General TM Hyman himself, who is in Washington, D.C. at this time. He's up there kicking it in the same area with Sabe, James, and Toya, our Money Monday expert. But I am still here in the Tampa Bay area holding it down on the boards all alone, but we're going to keep it moving. Today is Monday, November the 18th, and we definitely got a hot show for you. We're going to keep this moving right along.
What's good, world? This is Sabe James, and you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chilling with my homes. Big pops and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gassy sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9-11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9-11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl, it's now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shot weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. Fuck the market and look at what I'm accomplishing. I'm beating niggas by margin bigger than friends talking.
All these cars, all these stars all around me. Put your eyes to the sky, that's where you'll find me. Cause we are superstars. Yeah.
Bring your sexy ass here, baby. I wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes. Red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bonnies, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anale, anale, baby move fast. Keep dropping down and bring it back, I like that.
I like that.
I wanna buy my bitch every bag, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back.
All these cars, all these stars all around me. Put your eyes to the sky, that's where you'll find me. Cause we are.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Ooh, women of a caliber, only seen in magazines, calendars. And I'm sitting with Miss October, my birthday's in October. Ooh, strawberry and a rosé, I can see it in her eye. Yeah, she wink, yeah, she toast me.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look.
Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me.
fly. I'm super high. You get yours. I'm getting mine.
Real talk, real people, real time. It is 9:06 here in the Tampa Bay area. What's up, world? It's your girl, Hot Chocolate, filling in again on the intro for my crew, that TM Hyman Radio Network crew, TM Hyman, Save James, Madam Boston, Toya, our Money Monday expert, Didi, our health and wellness expert, Nokia, the entity, our A&R specialist, and yeah, I just want to say congratulations and big ups to the producers and the cast of The Best Man Holiday. It topped all expectations and blew the first weekend results out of the water. According to the Los Angeles Times Entertainment page, although the movie Thor hung on to the number one spot at the box office this weekend, the big story was the stellar opening for The Best Man Holiday, which trounced all expectations to debut with studio estimated $30.6 million. The Disney 3D sequel Thor, The Dark World, took in a solid $38.5 million, which represented an expected 55% drop from its opening weekend when it grossed $86 million. That film actually cost Marvel Entertainment $170 million to produce, and after 2 weeks had already taken in a strong $147 million. So they did really recoup a whole lot of that in the first 2 weeks. Now, The Best Man Holiday received a coveted average grade of an A-plus from moviegoers, according to market research firm CinemaScore. That means it joins an elite club of films that have enjoyed long and fruitful box office runs, including Argo, 42, The Help, The King's Speech, The Blind Side, and Titanic. Going into the weekend, the distributor of The Best Man Holiday, Universal Pictures, projected that the film would take in a modest $17 million, which, while pre-release audience surveys indicated the film would start off with around $23 million. Now, according to Nikki Rocco, Universal's president of distribution, there is really no crystal ball in guessing this stuff. It was fair to think that this film, where 87% of the audience was African-American, would open in the high teens. That nearly doubled that estimate phenomenal results, said Rocco. He would never have thought that, you know, in his most non-lucid moment to expect this. The picture only cost $17 million to produce. So once again, big up and congratulations to the cast and crew and directors of The Best Man Holiday. We'll be right back after this. TM Hyman Radio.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
Bring that back. Yeah. It's hot in here, man. Turn my mic up, man. I need it loud.
First the fat boy break up, then dip set makeup. Got a problem with hoes. 15 years later, are we greater? Couple new skyscrapers, and people still waiting for hoes. New York got songs. Say the unity is lost. The critics pointing fingers. Is it 50 Cent fault that we on a down slope? What happened to the East Coast? Do we blame it on the music? Should we blame Ebro? The OG's looking looking for that 90s rap era. But these young kids screaming them Young Money letters. What are you supposed to do? I don't have the slightest clue. When you trying to keep it real, but being real ain't really cool. Want the truth to be exposed. I don't judge a man's clothes, but these wearing skirts. And you tell me that it's dope. I ain't hating, I'm just saying, I'm just speaking how I feel. Ex-con, off a rap, I done touched a couple mil. Man, it is getting crazy, it'll make you go bananas. Why New York got a playlist look exactly like Atlanta's? I try to mind my business, but they push me to the edge and shoot. Heard in New York news to say New York was irrelevant. Yeah! What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city? Nobody give a, cause ain't no love up in my city now. What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city? Nobody give a, cause ain't no love up in my city now. Guess I'm caught up in my feelings, cause I just can't just sit and watch these niggas crush our buildings. I'm so confused at times about what should be my mission, cause I just gave up my girl for a stripper, that's religious. Hope the DJs play my record, yeah, he gon' play my record. If I rap like this and rap like that, he gon' pay attention. When I cook it, bake it, cut it, swag it, swerve, work. He gon' play it. When rappers in the shot, they get they passes from the folks. When they come to New York City, they do anything they want. How I'm supposed to move? What the fuck would Biggie do? Should I confiscate they chains? Should I make these niggas fool? Then I'm thinking to myself, it ain't them, it is us. Cause we destroy each other, we don't support us. We supposed to be the team, but we not, we look sweet. So why you think these feel free to claim king? And I know they gon' try to mix it up and say I'm angry, but I've been riding for us since 09, I get plenty. I'm just saying what these groups scared to say, but this how they feel. Groups in my city scared to say, but this how they feel. Dreams of stack bundles, dying for the shoot. I called up Kiss, he said he's tired of the shoot. Call me up a real new, see what he got to say about this. Hey, yo, Kiss.
Yeah, we was playing chess, nineties playing cards. It's a shame, cause the strippers is the new A&Rs. Like what happened to my city, like what happened to the bars. Get yourself a rollie and you automatically a star. Shoot a couple cheap videos, get on a couple blogs. Once you get the smoke and mirrors, you can blend in with the fog. You can get yourself a deal, you can get yourself a date. Get a beat from Mike Will, get a hook and verse from Drake. Probably both be on my album, so don't try to call it hate. I just call it how it is, cause I'm the opposite of fake. Word of Hot 97, word of Power 105. Every seldom will you hear anybody from NY. They was used to breaking records, yeah, now they chasing records. If they can't bounce to it, ain't no need to make the record. Wait a second, I thought this was the Mecca. Home of the 1-2, Mike Checker. Rapping different, dressing different. Born and raised here, but you reppin' different. What happened
to my city new? I knew he was out of pocket, man, when the DJ told me, he said, listen, my nigga, you gave it to him first, so if I play, I'ma look like a Duke rider.
What?
Then another nigga told me, I got you, homie, but I can't play your shit before I play mine. I'm saying, like, if you the artist, there's something wrong, my brother. I'm telling you, my nigga. We all need to look in the mirror, my nigga. This our city, homie. For real, it's everybody's fault. Real talk, man. But we get on some bullshit and start civilizing some of you savage new. And head of God.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Mac Wild. This is Real Talk, Real People, Real Times. DM Hyman Radio Live. Check it out.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe you. One in a million or something.
feeling right now. Right now, I need therapy. Baby, you could be the doctor. I'ma let you go to work, 'cause I know you can fix me somehow. You just promise you'll just take your time and take care of me. What you do with your hands, how you use them, got me losing my brain when you move them. And I hope this ain't just an illusion, but I brought a different magic. Baby, you could be the trainer. Go and do your thing, as long as you work it out. Don't go easy, please. Money giving a disclaimer. For my pleasure, you're the one to blame. I felt so deep in love to accommodate my needs. So I'ma trust you with my body and my mind. And anytime I am unsure, I'm sure you'll clarify. And you just promise you'll just take your time and take care of me. With your hands, how you use them, got me losing my breath when you move them. And I hope this ain't just an illusion, but I put a dab in magic.
I'm Radio Live. What's poppin', folks? Coming to you live out of Washington, D.C. What's going on tonight? It's your hip-hop performer, Hot Chocolate, getting us kicked off. That dude, no, came out with us. Sage James is in the building, stepping in. So what's poppin', everybody? What's going on this evening? What up, Noke?
Chilling.
I'm bitter chocolate. I'm mad that I'm not in D.C. where everybody else is.
Hey,
I'm not hot chocolate right now. I'm bitter chocolate. Sour chocolate is upset because she is not in D.C. with the rest of the crew. So instead of hot chocolate, I'm sour or bitter chocolate tonight.
Got it.
Thank you, Sabe James.
He literally just walked through the door. So hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, you were talking about that movie at the top of the show. Had an opportunity to go check it out last night. Good look. The movie was kind of sad, though. It kind of threw me off.
Everybody is saying that. Did you cry? Tell the truth. Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, but the person that I was with actually shed a few tears. And so, I mean, but
the men are admitting that they cried.
Well, I didn't cry, and possibly because I might have fell asleep. It was a late one. I mean, just to keep it totally 100. I think I caught the majority of the movie. But it was something about her. It was something about her look that made me focus on her the whole time. I was like, she looks old, or she looks different. But for those who haven't seen it, I won't steal, you know, steal the thunder. No, you checked that movie out yet, Best Man Holiday?
No, man. I don't really get to go to the movies that much. I mean, I definitely want to check it out. I mean, but if it's a potential chance that I might cry, I'd rather watch it in the house. So I don't really want to be in the movie.
You might want to, you know, I'm not encouraging, you know, anyone not to check it out, but if you feel like you're going to miss something, you know, and you don't want to cry in front of the rest of the fellas or in front of your date, then, you know, you might
want
to
see, that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to go see that with my boys. So we just won't start there. Like, that's not never happening.
I didn't mean it like that.
Movie.
You could have went on a double
date,
you know, or something.
Like, yo, you want to see Thor? Nah, man, I want to go see Best Man Holiday. You know.
Oh, my God.
That's what's good.
I'm going to go see it.
We are coming to you live from D.C. tonight, folks. Well, Noke is typically in this area. Say, James always in the DMV. I'm here. Taking care of some business in D.C. But tonight we want to talk about all that's going on in our nation's capital, education, jobs, Obamacare. Man, Obama is getting kicked real hard over this Obamacare. But regardless of what people are talking about, the president has got some good stuff going on. Let's just say this regarding Obamacare first and foremost. Don't get caught up in the hype of media. Media wants to make you think that, you know, president has gotten it wrong. This is a bad plan. Regardless, there might be a few hiccups, but, I mean, come on. This is a huge, huge deal. And this is a major opportunity for people who've never had health care to get health care. So I know some people have been inconvenienced, but listen, you know, the majority of folks are benefiting from it. You know, there's a small population that's not, but the majority is benefiting. So don't feed into the hype of Obamacare. Do your own research. I'm up here, actually, because there was $26 million awarded to about 28 organizations across the country. Organization that I represent was one of those agencies that got, you know, a lump sum of money to the tune of $1 million that were taken back to Florida on behalf of juvenile delinquents and getting them back on track, getting them trained, getting them prepared to pretty much do some hot industry work so that we can help to prepare for the future. The bottom line is this. If you are a baby boomer or close to it, you should be more concerned about how the course of the country is headed. You should be concerned about youth and young adults in this country, and I don't think enough people are. But tonight we're going to talk about it a little bit. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Plus we got your finance segment coming live out of Delaware tonight. But before we get too deep into that, how was your weekend? Anything? You perform anywhere this weekend? Go ahead, Isaac.
Nah, man, I was recording all weekend long. Like, I think today was, like, the first time that I've been out the house, for real, since last week.
So what are we going to get first? Are we going to get new Black Angel Down, or are we going to get new Drew Hill first? What's coming first?
Man, neither. No, I'm just saying, like, I went in and I created some whole other stuff. For a whole other project that I'm gonna do, you know, kind of like along the lines of where, like Oxymoron and all that stuff is going. So
mm-hmm.
I ain't really said nothing about that yet.
There. Mm-hmm.
Just
want
to
surprise Oxymoron, bro. Oxymoron is one of my favorite joints.
Well, man. My man, I
can't front
that.
It. It's one of mine, too. I ain't going to lie. It's one of my favorite, too.
You're telling the truth a little bit.
Yeah, and, I do that. I do that, and I ain't ashamed to say it. I'm not ashamed to say it. I like the Oxymoron song. So y'all can get mad. You can hate it or love it, but I love it.
That's what you're saying. I appreciate that.
Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. Keep this thing going. You are in tune. TM Hammer Radio Live. Live from D.C.
You are listening to the best team, the best click in internet radio that there is, providing you with the best in entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Don't get them bottles popping, baby. You already know what it is. It's a celebration. It's the world. My mama taught me how to be a thug and a gentleman. Make sure you be a real gentlemen, 458, looking like some Timberlands, roll it up and pass it back and forth like the Wimbledon, yeah, say my name, say my name, say my name, guaranteed to have you hook like beer or white cocaine, really, thought there ain't no let it kill our situation, so much smoke in this, we gon' need some ventilation, we get drink, we get smoke, we get smoke, Titanic, don't let them try to sink our boat, we can sip, baby, I'm blow strong, half of the night, so tonight and she making it special, know what you like, huh?
Y'all, it's Monday night. You locked in. TM Hyman Radio. The crew is here. What y'all doing?
Yo, y'all checked out y'all seen that picture of K. Michelle showing the box?
The quote unquote box is Photoshop, number one. Number two, the design.
Hey,
no,
Get out of here.
No. The designer's name is Angel Brinks, and I saw the original outfit, that little snatch that somebody photoshopped onto the picture is not real.
Come on now. The outfit itself was very provocative. And in the picture that I've
was.
Seen, it clearly looked like her box to me.
Well, you know, Photoshop is good these days, but
I mean,
Angel Brink's defense.
Anything's possible. But what about the backside of the outfit? The backside
no,
of the
no,
outfit.
No, that's all K-Michelle. That's all K-Michelle right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Exactly. So
I
why
mean,
couldn't
you know,
that be
and
the
that, but that's
side.
What she goes for. And you know what? It very well could have been. I'm just going to report what K. Michelle is defending, and that it was not her actual anatomical structure, and that it was something that was photoshopped. So, shout out to K. Michelle.
Come on, you know that's your industry. That's the answer when you sent the picture to the wrong person, and they.
Well, true. It could be that
too. She was performing on stage, and it looked like, you know, you could see her box.
Oh, well, it might not have been. You know, I don't think she would go that hard. I don't think she would go that hard. That's like, you know, I think she.
I mean,
she's doing pretty
she
good.
Selling
off the fact
shows
that she
with her ass alone, and that too. That too, but the fact that she has a very well structured posterior is not hindering the matter at all.
Oh no, I mean,
well,
you know,
the posterior.
I guess it just
I mean,
made my imagination go wild, and it was like, I want to see what the front looks like, so I'm gonna make it up.
It did, and no homo, but I appreciate a good booty because I have one myself. But I'm saying, my booty don't look nothing like hers.
Craziness. Hey, do y'all hear this craziness? Oh, on the other things, this craziness from George Zimmerman. Well, why is he still in the news?
Because karma
like,
is
oh.
real. Karma is real, and it's about time that he gets his just due for something. It may not have been, unfortunately, for the Trayvon Martin killing, but eventually he's going to end up doing some time, and the rope is getting shorter. The noose that he's making is getting tighter around his neck, and eventually it's going to choke his ass.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, dude arrested, you know, recently for disturbance at his home. So, crazy.
I mean, he got a problem with these disturbances at home. I mean, you know, it's like the second time this year just for that.
I don't know why.
You probably got insecurity problems, you know. So not that.
You got some kind of problems, for sure. Hey, but back to Obamacare. I mean, folks, healthcare.gov, the problems have totally thrown off the Democrats. But don't allow the Republicans to scare y'all. They're simply looking for a platform to run on in 2016. And so don't allow these folks to bully you around, make you think that what President Obama's trying to do is not good for the rest of the country. It might be a curveball, but at the end of the day, I mean, you know, Obamacare is not in trouble. You know, there's just a couple hiccups with this new process. I was in the federal building today here, not the federal building, but I was in the Department of Labor building, which is a federal building today, on the elevator, and federal workers complaining about not having insurance.
Wow.
Complaining about other things as well. But, I mean, it's not just regular Americans. Everybody's impacted by the little blip or the curveball. But, you know, I mean, like anything that's new, it's going to take time to get over it. I am coming to you live out of Washington, D.C. tonight, again, because we're up here taking care of some business, really trying to get a real plan together to take back to Florida to help 132 juvenile, I'm going to call them juvenile delinquents, because they are youth specifically that's been in trouble. We're working with them to get them back on track. The program consists of some diversionary activities, and when I say diversionary, it's an alternative to jail or an alternative to, you know, a tough sentence. And so we're providing alternatives and providing record expungement, I think, which is the biggest thing. For anyone who's ever gotten in trouble, gotten a record, it's with you. You know, and I know we think that if you do a crime when you're a young person, that the record is sealed. I don't know about other states, but in the state of Florida, that's not true. If you do a crime as a youth in the state of Florida, that follows you for the rest of your life, regardless of what they say. And so we put a program together that received $1 million in funds that we had to come here and get training for so we can go back to Florida and execute the program. And so we had an opportunity to work with everyone in the country that got a grant to brainstorm and to train and to share best practices, And so in the midst of people bashing the president and bashing, you know, what's going on with this administration, this administration has done more for the people than any other president in a very long time, and they can't hate on President Obama for that. He's made some mistakes, and he's looked real foolish a lot of times. And I was telling somebody yesterday, I think this is probably the most honest president that has ever lived in the White House. However, I don't think his honesty is a good look, because if they asked me in return, the person I was talking to asked me in return, does that make him look weak? I don't think it makes him look weak per se, but I do think that he looks incompetent to a certain degree when it comes to some issues. What are you all's thoughts?
I would have to agree on the honesty part as far as the most vocally honest, without there having to be a major crisis, I'm going to say, besides this, because I feel like for a while, they wouldn't allow him to say anything. So, you know, how could he voice his honesty? However, I think that the timing of his honest reactions is what is making him look so incompetent.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that it's I'm sure it's hard enough for him to be president as a black man as it is anyway. But one of the things that I think makes it hard for people to not criticize a lot of the honesty is that it's hard when you're supposed to be the person that's in charge and you're talking about stuff that, like, you didn't know or, like, you know, nobody told me. You know, I think that people kind of take it at like, okay, well, regardless of whether or not, you know, you should have known or you had somebody in charge of it, like, you know, you're the president. So, you know, it can tend to start making people think, well, like, if you didn't know anything about that, like, how much other stuff do you not know about? And is that going to be a recurring theme going forward? I mean, he does so much stuff that people are going to try to nitpick at any opportunity that they can get to, you know, try to throw him under the bus
every time
or whatever else.
Right.
But one thing I will say about Obama, which is the reason why I think, you know, a lot of people stay upset, is that for, you know, and like you were saying, for every one or two things that he does that, you know, is kind of misstep or what have you, you know, it's like 10 other things that he's doing that's great.
Right.
And, you know,
yeah.
And one thing I will say about this, you know, administration is they have the great ability to, whenever a crisis comes that starts affecting Obama's popularity, they just, like, do something great, like, out of nowhere. Like, we were all sitting home going through all the financial stuff, and then it's like, hey, I killed Osama bin Laden. What you going to say to me now? So, you know,
uh-huh.
It's like, you know, you
well,
can't
we
really.
We need him to kill somebody right now then.
Right, yeah, you can't really. It's like they won't let you get close enough to throw him all the way underneath the bus, but, you know, his foot might get ran over. But, you know, you can get past that.
Oh, his foot is going to get run over.
Hey, we're going to pause. And when we come right back, we got your Money Monday segment coming live out of Delaware. You're in tune to TM Hammer Radio. You got Nokia, Safe James, Hot Chocolate, TM. We'll be right back with Toya.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
You know you gon' mess around. one better take back tonight.
Real talk. What's up, everybody? It's Madam Boston, TM Hyman Radio Live. And listen, we have the best finance lady ever in the world, Miss Toya, coming out of Delaware. What's up, doll? How are you doing?
Well, hello, Madam Boston. Welcome back. Thank you for the intro.
Hello.
This evening, I just wanted to touch on financial documents you should never toss. Just a few days ago, I was actually looking for an important piece of paper that I could not find because I called myself scanning it and throwing it away, and now I can't find my electronic document. So just again, financial documents you should never toss. Your most valuable documents like passports, birth certificates, social security cards, things like that are pretty obvious to identify, and most people should know to store them in a safe and a secure place. However, there are some financial files on that other people are not sure as to whether they should keep them or not. So the first thing that you should keep a hard copy of would be any insurance, estate, and pension papers. In addition to any electronic copies you have, you should always store hard copies of estate plans, life insurance policies, and any pension paperwork from your employers. These type of documents are pretty critical, and they're tied into your not only your well-being but your family's well-being. So if, just in case you need to retrieve them on a short notice, you want to make sure you always have them safe and on hand, and preferably in a fireproof safe in your home just for quick and easy access. So, again, never throw out any insurance, estate, and pension papers. Secondly would be tax forms. At one time, people would keep tax forms for 7 years, if not longer. 7 years is a bit much. You don't really need to keep them for 7 years. When it comes to your taxes, a good rule of thumb is to keep your actual returns for at least 3 years, since the IRS, I believe, has a statute of limitations of 3 years to conduct an audit. If for some reason they find a serious error, then the government agency can examine your last 6 years' worth of returns, but you're pretty safe if you keep at least 3 years of your returns on hand. One main reason for keeping your returns on hand would also be just to compare them to your Social Security benefits. A lot of people don't check those statements that come in the mail once a year, and you should. You should be comparing your statements that you receive from the Social Security office to your tax forms just to make sure everything matches up, because if it does not, you want to make sure you report that, because if your earnings are not properly documented and recorded, that could affect your Social Security benefits that you receive when you retire, if they're still available when we are all actually at retirement age. But you just want to keep those up to date. And lastly would be property records. If you own any property, you want to make sure you keep your records related to the purchase. Anything like the deed, the closing statement, as well as any receipts for any improvements. Some modifications like energy-efficient upgrades can lead to tax credits in the future, and potential buyers may want to see any documentation related to any major renovations. So any type of property records, make sure you keep on file. So anything like bank statements, receipts, ATM receipts, purchases, things of that sort, once you reconcile your records with what the bank shows on your monthly statement, you can shred and discard of those. But, again, make sure you keep any insurance, estate, and pension papers, tax forms, and property records, because you will definitely need those, or you may need those in the near future. So you want to keep those on hand, and you want to make sure that other people can access them in the event that something happens to you. So just a tidbit on records to keep.
What about policies you no longer have?
If you no longer have the policy, then you don't need the papers. You're not going to figure it out.
I mean, like,
before, so.
For insurance policies or whatever. And okay, you know how, like, you ever had where people sue the insurance company, and sometimes you need your records from maybe an insurance policy that you had you know, years prior? I mean, like, in situations like that, like, what is, yeah, like, how long
insurance policies
need?
As far as health insurance or as far
no, 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 like,
life
insurance? Home, like homeowner's insurance, previous car policies, and, you know, stuff like that.
You can always get a copy of a previous policy from the company. You just want to make sure you get a copy of the policy prior to suing.
Right,
at that point, they probably won't lose your records. But, yeah, if you don't have an active policy, you don't need a copy of it.
Okay. No, the reason why I asked is because, like, you know, after you have a number of responsibilities, those papers, they tend to pile up, and a lot of people don't know what to do with them. So, you know, the information you shared is awesome. It'll probably clear up a lot of papers for people, a lot of space in their house that you haven't been using. So,
yeah, you can always scan and keep. I usually scan everything that I have and keep it electronic because I don't like personal information laying around that people can get to in the event something happened here at my home. But, yeah, you can always access your older policies by contacting the company. They usually keep that information on file, I want to say, for at least 10 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the world thanks you, too. Yes.
Work.
Oh, you can push the button again now. Look.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There you go.
Hey, we'll be right back. We'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment.
Na, 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 na.
What's happening, family? It's your girl, Nene, your North Carolina's representative here, telling you to turn up and stay down to the world's best internet talk show, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Why are you the one? We'll be right back.
Wow, that was a
Did he do the Yahoo?
Word, I was kind of caught. I was like, wait a minute, am I on or what? That was 7889-3926 is the number to call. We here with the crew, TM Hyman Radio. It's your boy Safe James. We're here with live and direct, in person, in the same room, sitting at the same desk with.
Oh. Not feeling it.
They're having way too much fun.
Here we got Madam rocking with us. And we have the brother man, Nokia, over there, the entity, the one to follow. And we also have the very salty, sour, bitter, aggy.
I just like you such a great
she
deal right now.
or Texas A&M, but she is aggy. That's that.
Ooh, I'm mad with him.
That's that.
Fight with him right now.
Third.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Y'all gonna make up for this. You wait.
We're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna let Marcelo Boston get her thing going because she's been so eagerly hyper over there on those hopped up on sleeping pills and barbiturates over there. She don't know what to do with it, though. So we're going to turn her loose.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, Let's get to hear what you got in the news front. But before we touch into that, what's your thoughts on the Obamacare issues that we were talking about early in the show? They're bringing up how there's a lot of different cries in the wilderness out there. Some is mainly going against what the ideal is pushing, and at the end of the day, there's a whole lot more positive than negative that comes out of this, but a lot of the positive being swept under the rug. Where do you stand on what's your stance on that? You can give us some.
Well, you know, the thing with that is that the delay right now is only like about 8 seconds for each person that attempts to go on the site to, you know, to sign up for health care. Now, my stance on it was, how could they get upset? How could these people who don't understand how communication works in the first place, how can they point the finger and try to, it was almost like a witch hunt when it didn't, like, jump off like they wanted it to, like they had planned it to. Every company that puts out any product always has some sort of shortfall, especially when the product is being rushed out. That's why they have so many versions of things, regardless of what it is. So, like, I feel like we have to give it a try. It's better than what we've had in the past, especially for people who didn't have insurance, don't even know what it's like to have insurance. You know, so I feel like the people that are speaking negatively on it are people who've always had the privilege of having insurance, who have a doctor that they've been seeing since they were a child. I don't remember my childhood doctor's name. I didn't have a family doctor. But the people that are downing this whole program more than likely had been more privileged to have the insurance.
True.
What the hell
is
that?
And I think that's why it's important that we remind you know, people not to be really caught up by the media and what the media is saying, because I think you're absolutely right. You know, the bottom line is this. The one major thing about the healthcare initiative that I just want to make sure people understand, that the whole thing surrounding preconditions, is major. People's preconditions keep them from acquiring health care in a lot of instances. So if Obamacare hasn't done anything, it has leveled the playing field for people who really need health care, allowing them to get it even if they have pre-existing conditions. That's something that's major as it relates to health care. That was negatively impacting a lot of people who had it and who didn't have it prior to.
Right. And then you also have to take into consideration the people who have insurance, that okay, now it's been put in place where they can have, they can keep their current insurance for about a year, and then they have to choose, you know, another program that is within the guidelines of Obamacare. That upsets a lot of people, but it's like, okay, you're going to have to pay regardless. Excuse me. A lot of people even have to educate yourself on what insurance is in the first place. Like, we even know what the difference is in the plan, what you're actually signing up for. Because most people don't know that your health benefits are different than your eye care and your dental benefits, that it doesn't all come together. Some people think that it, you know, should or does all come together. It doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a lot of parts to it. And so we have to start first with educating ourselves and then go from there. We can't speak on it until we're even halfway through it. Have any of you signed up or needed to?
No, I signed up earlier this year, and whatever I did, they were like, all right, cool, you do it now, and then it'll just convert over into whatever, and I think I might have to pay like a couple extra dollars less or more or whatever when they switch over for whatever time. But I think that, like, one thing that I was thinking about is, like, especially within, like, the, you know, inner city, like, black community, you know, everything, or, like, just minorities in general, like, you're dealing with something that got to do with, like, computers for real, and, like, everybody ain't, like, got a computer like that. And there's a lot of people
right.
who ain't really, like, checking, you know, they're not tech-savvy for real. Like, people still in, like, you know, the pager days, or they might not have one, but that's where they stuck. So, like, you know, I was
right.
sitting and I'm, you know, I watched the CNN all day long and I listened to all the debates. And I'm like, all right, if it's really, like, a thing where people don't understand, the same way that you send these people out or whatever when it's time to campaign and do all that stuff, like, you want to take the census or whatever it is, or whatever else you feel like doing, coming to my house, trying to, you know, figure out what I'm doing. Why not send people out or, you know, set up workshops or something like that for people
exactly.
to really, oh, is somebody just, like, in the Washington scene? What is happening? It's kind of like somebody, like washing, like, clothes, like, in the washing machine while it's turning around.
Right.
Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. It's just, like, live from the strip. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I just said, I don't know what's happening. But like I was saying, like, I think that, you know, I mean, like, we can find money for all kinds of stuff. I think that they, you know, especially in the city, like, they should find a way to really, like, educate people about the bill. Because, like, even when you listen to, like, some of the senators and stuff, you know, talking like, oh, yeah, well, we don't really read the bill. We ain't get a chance to read all of it because it's, like, 1,500 or 4,200 pages. And I have a, you know, so they don't even really know what it is.
Insurance.
It's just, like,
yeah.
Some there to, you know. So I think that would just help across the board as far as, you know, like, lowering the frustration of people. And, you know, like, a lot of people, if you put them in a situation where it's something that they don't understand and they go at it the first
yeah.
time and they don't get it, they're not going to come back, not readily anyway, because, you know, it's, like, frustrating. So I think they, you know, the government should help as part of this fix, educate people on what's really happening instead of just saying, if you don't get health care, you're going to get a fine.
Right.
Well, nobody want to hear that. People got enough bills they got paid. They ain't trying to hear about no bills for something they ain't never had in life before.
But look at
you
this
know, you
too,
gotta...
though. They have people that are willing to pay the fine because it may actually be cheaper than them choosing an insurance. Because even if they pay the fine, they still get to, you know, get insurance. They still get to get health care, excuse me. They still get to get
right.
health care. But, you know,
I mean,
they may have a family of, you know, 10 or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of damn money.
I mean, it's like we were saying earlier, like, I mean, it's new, it's going to be problems, but, you know, like, you got to help, you know, as the originator, you got to help people to understand what it is, because other than that is, I mean, I know when I was getting new health insurance this year, and I was sitting on the phone with the representative, and she was trying to explain to me, like, everything that happened under the plan. And it just got to a point where I was like, am I going to get all this in writing? Because, like, you're giving me too much at the same time. Like, all right, like, you're telling me about this, and then you're telling me about the dental, and then you're telling me about the discount card that ain't the card for my medicine. Like, it's too much. Like, it, like, I just, so.
Again, it goes back to we have to educate ourselves. But what's crazy is that, all right, so we talk about the Obamacare, but then what's also tied into that, that no one is really, I guess, this, they're not linking it together, is this civil rights issue where we're dealing with people not being able to vote because they're not having, identification. You have these states who pass these laws, Virginia even namely, North Carolina, where you have to show your identification. There are people who are so old that they don't have birth certificates. They didn't keep records of them at that time. So those people who are able to vote can't vote. Those are the same people who are, who qualify to get Obamacare, but you're still going to need identification for that. So it's like,
right.
Like you were saying, Nokia, like about, because I was thinking, like, if they can send out census people, they can send out people to do polls to see if you're going to vote for somebody. Why can't you send out, a team of people to explain, what the hell insurance even is, how to even use it, People.
Yeah. That's true. Let's hold off right there. Let's take a break real quick. On the other side of this, we'll come back with Madam Boston and her entertainment segment, and then we can jump back into our Obamacare issue. Oh, Lord. It is 10:07. We'll be right back on TM Hyman Radio.
God Almighty, like back in the old days, years ago they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, whether it's disco or rock, but we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debate's growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and just wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Yet I don't even tend it, they should know's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks. No game, no scrimmage, I ain't playing with you at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents, but thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my earth. Yeah, I swear it started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
For you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry spaces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Chongon, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, plenty of it.
Jazz brew everything around me. Freeze.
Get I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Jay made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans would tell you if he wasn't in the ceiling. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
Your mama radio live was cracking all the way live from Washington, D.C. tonight. It's your hip-hop informer. Jump on at 917-889-3926. It is 10:12 in the city, all the way live from Charlotte with her hip-hop entertainment national news. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do, everybody? Look, it's Wednesday, hump day, and most of this is going to be, like, national news. I have nothing to tell you about.
It's Monday. It is Monday where I am. Where you at?
It's Monday. I'm sorry. It's Monday.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me tell you something that makes this even funnier. The person that's behind me just was whispering, it's Tuesday.
Wow.
Jesus.
All right. It's all
lovely. Good. Hey. I'm here. Okay, so look. Oh, God. All right. So look, this isn't funny, though. Wait. Okay. All right. So you guys heard about, the gentleman in New York, what is his name? Bill de Blasio? Okay. So this man from the GOP, not Harry Belafonte. Yes. These people
she
are saying that they
Harry
had to. No, like, for real. No, this is, wait, no. Listen. This story starts out with a press a gag reflex because of interracial marriage. And this is coming from the Washington Post. And the actual posting says, today's GOP is not a racist, as Harry Belafonte alleged about the Tea Party, but is deeply troubled about the expansion of government, about immigration, about secularism, about mainstreaming of what used to be the avant-garde. Now, people with conventional views must suppress a gag reflex when considering the mayor-elect of New York, a white man married to a black woman and two biracial children. And then state, should I mention that Bill de Blasio's wife, Shirlane McCray, used to be a lesbian, and that this family represents the cultural changes that have enveloped the parts, but not all, of America. To cultural conservatives, this doesn't look like a country at all. And so my question is why is it so easy for people to disrespect when black people are involved? Like, that, it bothers me so much. And it bothers me so much because it's like, it's like, okay, ignore everything that's ever happened, just get over it. And that leads me to the Rush Limbaugh attacking Oprah. Because in an interview, Oprah was asked about, how her views on racism. And pretty much, and I agree, she was like, once the older people who hold on to this hatred and continue to feed this racism until they die, it's going to be, it's still going to be more of a fight. Now, Rush Limbaugh, in turn, is like, well, if it's so hard for black people, how are you who you are? And it's like, how can Rush Limbaugh equate the struggles of an entire race on one woman becoming a billionaire. Like, what the hell is that? That goes back again to major disrespect. And even,
but you know, Rush, you know Rush's perspective is a little off, though.
It's not even off. He thinks he's right, and he's a racist, and but he's honest with his he's honest with it. He doesn't hide how he feels, and so it's like you can only respect that part of him,
true,
if you don't like his point of view. Yeah. So
I mean,
yeah,
at the end of the day, I mean, he's an entertainer for his market.
Correct.
I mean,
absolutely. Correct. And he has a large following. Right, exactly.
I mean, what do you do? But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, with anything that has to deal with racism, like no matter how far we come, no matter how many black millionaires and billionaires and heads of companies and whatever it is, it's like we still not that, in comparison to everything else that's happened in the world, we're not really that many years from when it was real. With it, like, the racism now is kind of like covert sometimes, you know, a few people just feel like they can say whatever they want to, but we deal with it in a different way from where it originated. But it's still that, you know, it hasn't been that many years, and it's going to take a long time for people to, you know, change that perspective across on a wide scale. You know, people are more accepting now, but, you know, at the end of the day, people, man, we got black presidents, so they just going to say whatever they want to say about black people until we don't have no black president no more, and then it'll turn into something else. That's
I don't disagree with that at all. Madam, we appreciate the rant. We appreciate the rant. Madam,
oh,
CeeLo Boston live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight at 10:17. Oh, man.
Fight the power.
Definitely so. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, pause for the cause, and we are going to come back with Save James and his adult talk segment right after this. It is 10:18 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. We are that team, T.M. Hyman Radio.
Yo, what's that dude, Save James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, T.M. Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Push a bit, little bit, roll it up, take it here. Push a bit, little bit, roll it up, take it here. Push a bit, little bit, roll it up, take it here. Feeling it, feeling like 2 a.m. till the night.
You'll fuck with Molly. I get more woods in the city of Holly. Weed or brew is all I do. You get too close, I probably shoot. I get the dough, stack the loot. All these broads want weaves and shoes. Ass shots, but they booty dudes. Have not since middle school. I hang with Louie, Gucci too. I walk in Marco Fendi booth. I pluck these birds for my dudes. While she be working for her shoes. Island favorite, natural. Mango kush, pineapple. Hookah bong, backwards too. Coming psych to how I do. Weaves and shoes. Life in bras is weaves and shoes, weaves and shoes, weaves and shoes. Life in bras is weaves and shoes. I hit her once and I hit her twice. You heard me right, I might fight tonight. I hit her once and I hit her twice. You heard me right, I might fight tonight. Weaves and shoes, weaves and shoes. Life in bras is weaves and shoes. Weaves and shoes, weaves and shoes. Life in bras is weaves and shoes. I hit her once and I hit her twice.
twice. You heard me right, I might fight tonight. I hit him once and I hit him twice. You heard me right, I might fight tonight.
What's going on, y'all? We're back. Tim Hyman Radio Show. It's Monday night. Right now, we're ready to get into the session we like to call Adult Talk with my man, Sage James, over there in D.C. What's going on, man?
Y'all, what up, man? It's your boy, Sage James, man. We here. I'm not going to really divert too much from the topic at hand. Excuse me. I'm over there smashing these pistachios, but he got like two bags of these pistachios. Cracking these joints for like 20 minutes strong over here, going in. But anyway, I'm going to keep it on Obamacare a little bit, man. And remember what I was telling y'all a couple of weeks ago when I was asking y'all, you know, if it was legalized, would you advertise or would you patronize, whatever the case anyway. I was reading up on another article that had to deal with the Obamacare as far as with people with prescription meds that need their meds to keep their head on straight so they can, you know, stay out of jail, because you know that's how the revolving door really works. You know, the current insurance systems aren't providing enough time to treat the patients, meaning they're not the time frame, they only treat them for like 7 days or 14 days when they actually need a whole month worth of treatment. And within that month off, they go off, you know, and they got to do what they got to get, whatever they can in order to get their meds. So anyway, they were suggesting that we legalize the greenery. So when I heard that, you know, automatically went there. So I figured, and they was like, if they legalize that and they streamline it, where they can make taxes off of it, like cigarettes and alcohol, then that could be other ways to kind of counteract whatever deficit they say they're going to encounter with the implementation of this new plan. That's like another thing that they've been screaming about, you know, consistently, that it's going to raise the debt ceiling, the national debt is going to increase, and yada, 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 which it already isn't. So I revisit this question. You know, like, how do y'all feel about that as a viable source of federally taxed income for as far as the production? And you got to think about it. If this does go streamlined or mainstream, then that does create jobs. And that's the main thing that the government always really worries about. They want to collect taxes from wherever they can create jobs. So that's why that's always a big hot topic. So, again, I'm open this up to everybody. And I really want, you know, I want to know, do you think that that is a viable option in order to gain other income or other liquid assets in order to offset whatever debt they feel they're going to encounter with the implementation of this plan? Anybody?
Nope, I'll let you go first. I'll let you go first, nothing.
I mean, I feel like it's always going to be an illegal side of anything that's legal. That's just what it is. People go to Best Buy, people buy a TV out the back of somebody's truck. It's just going to happen. I think that the debate about it at this point is like getting old, and I think people are running out of reasons to say why it shouldn't happen. You know, like, and just like going to countries like Amsterdam, where, you know, it's like, you know, you go to like a coffee shop and it's like, it might be a bunch of people that's friends there just drinking coffee and they smoking weed, but then you got a dude that's sitting there in the business suit doing his work on his computer, and everybody is just doing with it. Not saying that it's not no crime or nothing like that, but I think at this point, with so many states adopting it, and it, you know, it's just like it's almost like how gay marriage was like a few years ago, where it's like, what are we going to do? What are we gonna? And now it's kind of like, why are you still trying to fight it? Like, just go ahead and let it be what it's going to be. And so I would say yes. Make it happen.
Amen.
And get past it. Get past it.
That's
because
right.
It's, just get past it. Like, it's old. Like, it's really, really old now. I can see if they were talking about legalizing cocaine or something. Then, you know, this is different. That's a different that's a different conversation. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think this is, it's just, it's like, it's nothing to talk about it. You know, it's like you can point to the states where it's happening. And, you know, it's like every day that I watch CNN again and I'm seeing them doing the story on these guys that sitting, the minute that they're doing it, it's a whole group of people that's just going to get real rich. They already figured out how to do it and make it make sense. All they need to do is get the okay to make it happen. So, you know, it's a whole lot more worse. It's worse stuff that we have right now going on that we need to deal with than worrying about somebody being able to get some weed. I mean, most people smoke weed and they sit down. Ain't a whole lot happening after that. Like, you're not smoking. Like, you're not smoking no weed and going to do nothing that's going to cause you have to exert no energy.
Exactly.
Get some snacks.
That's the argument a lot of times. Stoners don't cause no trouble. But, you know, and
hold
it's
on.
Like, you know, you get the alcohol
right,
and that stuff like that, you know?
The economy goes
right?
up. Because you're going to 7-Eleven and you're spending $20 on nothing.
Easy.
On
everybody going to do that.
Easy.
Everybody going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
That light.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I really feel like, I'm not saying that I know nothing about it. I'm not saying that I even know what it looked like. But I'm just saying that, like, it's old. It's old. Like, it's like, come on, man. Like, you know, it's people that's hungry. You know, it's people that's trying to get off really hard, addictive drugs, you know, and it's in health care. We got all this other stuff. Leave the weed alone.
It
cool
and
in California.
Like, yeah. And it's like, you know, real quick, and I'm going to let you get go, Regina, but I know there's some cancer patients that actually have to partake in that substance in order to help them get their appetite. So, I mean,
right.
At the end of the day, you know, it's a natural substance that, you know, grows out the earth. It's not our fault that it has that extra benefit with it, you know. But, you know, I'm just saying that's just my stance on it. Again, Gina, how you feel about this?
I feel the same way, and I'm going to take Nokia's route to preface with a disclaimer that I'm not saying that I know what it looks like. I'm not going to say that I really know anything about it. But I am going to say that if more states followed suit, like, for example, I'm just going to use Denver, Colorado as an example here in the United States, it would increase revenue and job markets for, as Nokia mentioned, you know, the 7-Eleven workers, people who make the snacks. You know, you need something to smoke with, I'm assuming, so you know, the cigar makers or the pipe makers or the bong makers or whatever your choice is, everyone's going to be making money. And then the tax that, you know, the state and the nation is going to benefit from, because there's a chance that it's going to be taxed just like cigarettes or alcohol. It's a cycle of making money. So I don't see where there is not a benefit. And just like Save mentioned, there are a lot of illnesses where it's beneficial to bringing back their appetites, calming nerves, bringing down blood pressures. You know, there are so many benefits from the natural herb where I don't understand why you wouldn't want to.
Man, I've seen a chick stop stuttering off of a hit or two of that stuff, man. Word is bond. I've seen a Showtime special. She had a tick and she was stuttering. She went and copped something, lit that bad boy up. She was talking like me and you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Like I said, it's old. You know, now we're not talking now. We're not talking about that extra experimental stuff that be like purple and green and blue and stuff. Like, that's something different. That's drugs.
That was a pretty good color, brother, from what I heard.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm just saying that
we're on the street. We're on the street.
That's something different. We're talking about this stuff. I mean, I done took drug classes, and you learn about, like, all these universities and stuff that got, you know, like, one university, like, their whole program is, like, they take weed or whatever that's seized or whatever, and they test it, and they learn about the difference, and they grow it, and they, you know, it go out to depositories. It's happening, you know. It's just that, you know, it's like the 80s, like, you know, the just say no to drugs, you know, like that went real strong. And they're all drugs that should never be legalized ever in life.
Right.
Weed, though, you know, it's like, it's just so stupid at this point, I think. You know, I'm not saying that anybody should, it should be done to where people should just freely be able to feel like they should do, you know, whatever, not initially anyway. You got to kind of, like, you know, move into that. But, you know, it's kids that need it, you know, with the, you know, who, you know, ingest it, you know, through cookies and brownies. It's just so much stuff. And there's so much information about it now to where people don't have to feel like it's like some type of taboo issue or like, what are you talking about? You know?
Tell you, it's only illegal because they can't tax it. That's the main reason why it's been illegal all these years. They can't tax it because anybody that produces the right environment for it to grow in and cultivate can have their own stash. So being at that situation, it's got to be illegal because it's something that they can't keep their hands on. And that's what it really boils down to as far as my theory leads me to believe. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I feel it's a collective you know, get an amen. Damn right.
Amen. Amen. Damn right.
Hey.
Yeah, so how do you feel about that, Madam Barbiturate? I mean, Madam Boston.
I get another name? What is this? Anyway, I have no idea what y'all talking about, but I agree with whoever just said the right thing.
No, we're talking about the possibility of marijuana being legalized.
You got some now. That's what it is.
What do you mean?
You got some right now.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what's going on. That's where the break came from.
So who's really the jealous one over here?
Smoke break.
Who's really jealous? God damn. I'm saying.
What? Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah, she went and did the mind re-up.
Right. My computer froze. I don't even know what the last thing y'all heard me say. Like, seriously.
Your computer froze.
Need to do you.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it.
Her computer froze while she was rolling up.
Am I calling from the same phone number?
Hey.
No, you're not.
I had to go get somebody else's phone. So
okay. Well, we're gonna take a break.
We're gonna take a break.
We'll fill you in on the question, and we'll let you weigh in on the other side. This is Sterling Sims. Tell her again.
Tell her me ready, got to tell her again. And if she want to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, she a fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
like a murderer.
T.M. Hyman, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and Nokio the Entity, our A&R expert. And if you would like to submit your original music for our Monday A&R session with our Grammy Award-winning artist-producer Nokio from Drew Hill and Black Angel Down here on T.M. Hyman Radio, email your MP3 file to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and we'll send you an email confirmation once received. Once again, we are that T.M. Hyman Radio Network. Now, what we're going to do really quickly, just to give you a taste of what you could possibly have in the way of your A&R review by our Grammy Award-winning producer, Nokio the Entity, once again, is I'm going to play a song that we have already loaded on the board from a new artist, and we're going to let Nokio give us his critique and review on it. So our listeners out there in T.M. Hyman Radio Land who are new artists and are looking for that critique will know what they will be looking for or what they can be looking forward to. So, Nok, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, let's see, who am I going to pick here? The artist is DJ, I always say this wrong, DJ Yers Jersey, featuring Chokx Max, and it's COX-MAX. And the song is called Show and Prove. So I'm going to go ahead and play the song. On the other side of us playing that, I'm going to let you give your feedback and critique, and we'll go from there. Cool? You ready?
Okay. Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
It's Jersey.
DJ YRS Jersey.
Oh my God, it's Jersey.
We ain't worried about winning cause we can't lose. We ain't worried about beef cause we got two. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show and prove. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show and prove. We ain't worried about winning cause we can't lose. We ain't worried about beef cause we got two. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show and prove.
Yeah.
My time is now, nigga, I'ma show and prove. I'm at the top, nigga, who you think they fucking with? Can't die, going platinum on my bucket list. Don't try,
you must not know who you fucking with. So stop,
nah.
But I got 300 hollow tips. I'll kill myself and defeat my wealth if I ever try to swallow this. Terminal illness, one bar just might kill us with words you can't pronounce this shit. Done with moving out this shit. I just make them bounce to this. Your weight just can't amount to this. I'm deaf, geared up, no counterfeit. Best find you a counterfeit. Nobody can see me invisible, man. A parental advisor, provisional bill. Mystery machine and a miracle man. My God is he touching the spiritual wind. So high I can spy on Nigeria and Japan. No clerical errors, see money in hand. Stop doing my horn and just give me the band. Yeah, yeah, I need all that. All right, all right. Tell them lanes don't call back. Find a nigga dope, but then me needle in the haystack. Haymaker bars, rocky nigga like ASAP. We ain't worried about winning cause we can't lose. We ain't worried about beef cause we got tools. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show and prove. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show and prove. We ain't worried about winning cause we can't lose. We ain't worried about beef cause we got tools. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show and prove. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show and prove. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show it through. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show it through. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show it through. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show it through. Ask me who got the crown, I say he out of town. Where he go? He just mean with the hellhound. Now he back, spitting heat like a trade pound. That's 38, if you niggas never been down. Quick to 7:30, niggas probably riding out. Early bird gets the worm, I'll be flying around. And I'm getting it, just ignorant, and no stigmas. Face spitting, you just imagine it. When I go in, the magic be gathering. In a role that I'm playing, just sandwiching. These joints that you pussy just blabbering. Kill 2 times a beast that you averaging. Getting loose and you stiff like a mannequin. I can't understand it in Mandarin. When we start throwing shots, in no cameraman. In the future, it's back to be sampling. So I guess if I wanted this answer, then get with it, I'll get good. Don't be friendly with me, bruh, and make a sneak I'm just cutting my grass for the snake folks. Then I burn they ass up with these flames. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show it through. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show it through.
DJ White Rex Jersey.
My time is now, nigga,
I'ma
show it through. My time is now, nigga, I'ma show it through.
TM Hyman Radio, we are back with now our A&R expert, Tokyo the Entity from Drew Hill, Black Angel Down, and that was DJ YRS Jersey. Oh my gosh. DJ YRS Jersey featuring Chalk Max, show improve. All right, Nokio, give us your critique.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes. Oh my God, are you laughing?
Okay. No, I wasn't laughing. Oh God, no, I wasn't. All right. I mean, just from first listening, whatever. Like, I mean, it sounds like everything else is happening right now, which I mean, that can be good and bad. I mean, like, you always got it. Like, now you got to do something that's going to like catch people's ear, and then hopefully, as people get more into your music, like, they see your diversity as far as, like, your subjects and, stuff like that. I mean, if I was in the club and it came on in the midst of everything else that was going on, like, I probably would just continue partying and whatever else. So, I mean, that works. But, I mean, like, me as an artist, like, I'm always about, like, how far can I push the envelope as far as being creative? And because it's a blessing to get the opportunity to make music, especially in a capacity to where you can be a part of people's lives. So I feel like every time you get that opportunity, you should go as far as your creativity will take you to express yourself, because it's a moment in time that's locked in. So, like, a lot of times, like, being an A&R, like, I understand a lot of music. That don't necessarily mean that I listen to it. But I can appreciate a great record or a hit record or just something that has the potential to be that. So
thumbs up, thumbs down. Which one is it?
I mean,
I got him on the spot. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'll do it.
No. Let Nokia do it. Let Nokia do it.
I would say.
I would say thumbs down because it's just like I went out Saturday night and I heard Skippy records like that.
Right.
Like,
going to the bar on that joint.
Like it might be hot where you at, you know, like I will say rap is
a couple drinks.
You know what I'm saying? Rap
I'm going to the bar for that song. Going to the bar.
That's Four Long Island right there, and you could jam to it.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn. What? But then you're not even listening to all you hear is the track. All you hear is the bass line on it.
Four Long Island,
OB?
I might not be here.
I know you ain't judging.
Hold up. The last time I had Four Long Islands, I walked off the front of the stage at a rock show.
Right.
Like, walked
off. If you want to weigh in, we still got a few minutes left. 917-889-3926, and we have a caller on the line. It is our other D.C. inhabitant, area code 202, last four digits 7004. What up, Coop?
What's going on? You know it's me. I didn't even call from my regular phone. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. I know that area code now.
Hey,
I know about you.
I heard today we got three people in the Washington D.C. area. Man, we took one from Tampa.
Oh,
I'm trying
I knew
to tell
it.
You.
I knew they were going to rope you in too, Coop. I knew it. I'm jealous.
That's why he called us in, though. This is what you don't understand, Regina. He called in for that specific reason.
I know.
Just because.
I'm jealous. It's all right, though. It's okay. They're going to make up for it my birthday month. Y'all got a couple of weeks to get to the Sunshine State.
I've been boycotting Florida. I'm kind of like the last person to boycott Florida over the whole Zimmerman thing. Because everybody else can talk about it. They ain't walk about it. But
okay.
But I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. You can meet me halfway. You meet me in Virginia.
I can do that. I'll make that happen.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So, Coop, let us know what your weigh-in is about the whole legalization of the Mary Jane.
Hey, what? Y'all need to ask me.
You've been trying to send me to school for the last 5 years to go to that. What's the name of the school you've been trying
Oaks
to get me to go to?
I'm telling you, that's the come up. I'm telling you, because Merlin's going to be on the board soon.
Amen.
Hey, look, I got a little debate I've been having going on. Oh, I got something else I want to talk to y'all about, but I'll say that for Wednesday. I got a little debate I got going on right now, and it's about this whole Jay-Z and Barney's thing. I'm on this friend of mine page because she made a comment about Jay. Apparently, they canceled the party to celebrate the Jay-Z, window at Barney's or whatever. You know, they're going to continue with it. And she's like, "Oh, they teaching him who's boss and this and that, this and that, this and that." And so she had like a little long thread going. So I jumped in this evening when I got home, and I put on there. I said, "It shouldn't be about who's in charge. This should be looked at as the right thing to do." Looking at the statement released on Friday. With the new deal, Barney is there. This is a very understandable move. If they're showing who's boss, maybe it's because he held their feet to the fire, basically because, about the whole Council of Party thing. And I think it's getting kind of heated now because we went back and forth, and I basically said that whether you're upper middle class or lower middle class, you can still be a crab in a barrel. And with all these people, kind of coming on him about not stepping away from Barney's, I think a lot of them are. Well, it's not. I don't really get it because you don't see. The way I look at it like this, you don't see white people damning their artists the way that we'll damn our artists. So I like what
well,
I feel.
Well, see, I think he should. I think he did right by continuing with Barney's because the only way that you can get the white people is getting in their pockets, get them for every freaking thing that you can get out of them because that's all the game is about. It comes down to the money of it. And that's the only way white people start to even react is when you start digging in their pockets. That's, I would have continued too, because it'll piss them off. They want him. They wanted him to give up. They wanted him to quit.
Exactly. Because the thing
get
is,
that money.
The deal went from 25% going to charity to 100% going to charity.
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's like,
and that's his way of shitting on them. Excuse me.
It's just like the whole Trayvon Martin. I saw the guy Chalmagod from 105 points in New York, where he basically said, Trayvon Martin, everybody was talking about I'm not going to Florida, but now everybody's going to Florida. Just like
right.
this whole Barney's thing. If he would have stepped away, people been saying I'm not going to Barney's. Next thing you know, they're still in there buying stuff that they can't afford. Like the girl was, I mean, I hate to say that I profiled her, but I saw the girl that bought the $2,500 purse. She had no damn business buying that purse, whether it was her money or not.
First of all, she spent her income tax money for it. Regardless of what the amount of money was, she definitely had no business buying that.
Which made no sense at all. Why are you going to spend your income, all that money on a freaking purse?
But guess what?
Exactly.
Guess whose business it's not, though? Nobody's. Unless
yeah,
she's hurting somebody, it ain't nobody's business.
It's not a business, but at the same time, while we're saying that you need to do this, we should say, hey, we need to, because a lot of us, we all need to learn what to do better with our money.
We were never taught.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is, it goes back to knowledge. If you're not taught what to do, how can you know exactly what to do? You know what I mean?
I don't believe that in every case. I don't believe that in every case. In a lot of cases, we do know better, we just don't. Do better. We
I think that
not.
I think
that
yeah,
girl
those,
knew
those
she shouldn't have taken her whole damn income tax check and bought that bag.
Well,
and guess what? Because those people wouldn't even have got why that would have been a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like for somebody who doesn't have any money, is it anybody's business? Does it make any sense? Hell no. But I mean, hey, look, it's people who work just to get the income tax. They're excited about getting money that's held from them and used to make more money that they get no money off of. It doesn't make sense. Change your existence. Get your money through in a year.
Oh, Madam Boston, I'm glad to have you back here tonight because, you know.
I'm glad to be back.
So you can have somebody to debate with.
Okay. All right. I know, right?
I'll debate with her at 3 o'clock in the morning. I ain't nobody thinking about her.
Okay, look, hold on. First of all, me and Cook could stay up for days talking, going back and forth, arguing, and eating. Look, it's not a joke. We've known each other for a long time. Oh, man.
And on that note, we'll be right back. TMI Radio.
walked by dorms. Moms was out the picture and pops, I barely knew them. And I would pray to God, but I'm tired of lying to them. Tired of trying to run from the things inside of us. Got a lot of fam and a lot of admirers who tell me that I should aspire to be changed. But when I think of changing, it's like, why even try this shit? My mind hazy and my thoughts, they get distorted.
Right.
I know
right.
My good and bad deeds won't get recorded. You do right so your soul can last. But my role was cast before I even auditioned for it. So I don't really see the end of my bite. It's just false reformation, no end of my strife. Feel the evil overpowering. You can go ahead, throw the towel in. Cause nigga, that's the end of the fight. When you can only see the tunnel at the end of the light. Lights out, party over, it's the end of your life. And I'm out.
Hello?
I didn't mean to make it fade out that quick. TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:57 p.m.
Real talk about
the fade went all the way down. If you missed any part of this crazy show, you could definitely go back and check out the podcast. We have been here on Money Monday, the whole crew, the general TM Hyman, Save James. They having the bromance up there in D.C. where they are in broadcast in the same place. Coop will probably be with them on Wednesday along with Nokia and possibly Toya while I am stuck here in Tampa Bay and Madam Pseudo Boston is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, TM, what's up with the lunch, TM? Well, something, man. You here in my city? Come on, man.
What up, bro? We gonna connect, homie.
Gotta, you
put
that in my city, man. You gotta holler at the boy.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Somebody
come get me.
I'm so jealous.
Y'all playing.
So jealous.
Come get me, I said.
You better jump on that Greyhound, girl, or that mega bus.
I can't do that. That's too many people. I'll be on the news. No, thank you.
You know I know all the good food spots. And the food trucks, too.
Oh, my God, hold on. First of all, you know we caught Kevin Hart anyway.
Hey, cool. How far are you from Department of Labor?
What's that? That's by what, Union Station?
These look streets, at this crap.
I think it's like C and 3rd.
Oh, all y'all pee on y'all.
Everything is in but a minute away.
All right, well, that's what's good. I'll hit you lunchtime tomorrow and see what's up. And if we don't connect,
hey.
Then me and Dave will get at you tomorrow.
All right. Hey, man, I gave you all the numbers. You got to work. You got the sale, man.
We're going to
make it happen.
Let's do it. All
right.
I'm you so say lines, Gina.
Hey, let's get up out of here, folks. It is time to rock, back Wednesday.
Come
night.
Get me.
Same place, same time.
Come get me
now. Well, that was your outro. Save James, you don't get an outro tonight because you're hanging with the boss, so his outro
right,
was
exactly.
Your outro.
Exactly.
It don't matter. We're like going up over here anyway. It don't matter.
Come get me.
We are that team, although we are the majority of us are in Washington, D.C. He is the general TM Hyman. Save James. Madam CeeLo Boston, Toya, our Money Monday expert, Dee Dee, our health and wellness expert. I am your girl.
I
Hot Chocolate.
Turn the
Coop is our honorary TM Hyman Radio member.
Come get me.
See you all Wednesday. All the trains stop and can't nobody get around.
Don't let me like you do.